you're just applying to the fair. How may I help you?
Hi, is this George?
Who's calling up there?
This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. We spoke
oh,
2 weeks
yeah.
ago. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah. Good,
I'm
how you
sorry.
Doing?
I'm good, I'm good. I don't know if you're in the middle of a job. I'm so sorry, George. I was just giving you a call because I know we talked 2 weeks ago and you said to follow up in 2 weeks, but you know, I didn't even have a specific time when to call you.
Gotcha.
So,
don't worry. Look, I'm ready to have a Google account, but it's only 12 or 13 reviews, 5 stars.
Okay.
You think that one is going to be good?
Yeah, okay, so for the Google Guaranteed, what you have to have is at least 5 reviews. At least 5.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the qualification. Si te recuerdas.
Let me give you, pero esta no es nada que tenga que ver con Flash, con Loco Flash. Esta es otra, es otra website con otro nombre.
Yeah, okay, so what it is, okay, so this is a whole different company, right, that you're talking about for appliance repair or a different service?
No, different appliance repair.
Different appliance repair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for the qualifications is that you have to do the background check, right? So, you know, they ask you for your social security.
Yeah.
Just to make sure que no tienes felonías, right?
Sí, no tengo,
and then, and all you need is the insurance, because I think for appliance repair, they don't require it there in Texas for the licensing, right?
No,
if I'm not mistaken.
No,
yeah.
Not in Texas. In Texas, it's
not in
requirement.
Texas. But the insurance, si lo quieren. They want the insurance.
Sí, sí,
and
sí,
that you just, on that profile, solo tienes que tener 5 Google reviews at the very least. That's what they want you to have. Okay?
Okay, but let me give it to you and look up, please. It's very important for me before I put it on any,
let me see.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be under Service Connect Appliance Repair.
Service Connect Appliance Repair.
Yep. I got 2 accounts in there. One is for
what city
4.5,
is it?
Farmers Branch.
Farmers Branch?
Yes, Farmers Branch, Texas.
Oh, Farmers Branch.
Yes.
Hold on. Ay, ay, ay. My computer started acting weirdo here. Farmers Branch. Okay, I found it. You have 29 reviews with a 4.4.
Okay, I got that one, okay? And if you go go down, so you can see PX Appliance Repair Farmers Branch.com. That's mine, too. And it's under Service Connect Appliance Repair as well with 10 reviews or 12, something like that. But all those is going to be 5 stars.
Yeah. I would suggest even doing the one con los 29 because what happens is this, right? So that those reviews will also show on your Google Guaranteed program.
Okay.
Okay, so those same reviews will copy over to the Google Guaranteed profile. Aunque sea that it's two separate programs, it will show up there.
Okay.
Okay? So which one are you going to want to run for the Google Guaranteed? Not the app home, right? You're talking about the Service Connect?
Service Connect Appliance Repair, because the app home pro is still they're still working on the Google My Business account. We're still
have it. You guys are still in the process of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's weird porque sabes que yo solo encontré just one Service Connect Appliance Repair Google profile. I only found one.
Yeah, because on the top side it's just Service Connect Appliance Repair. But if you're going on the bottom, so the domain is different. It's TX Appliance Repair FarmersBranch.com.
Oh, are you talking about the website?
Yeah, the website.
Oh, you're talking about the website. Yeah, so we're not gonna mess with the website, right? What they're really looking on the reviews has to be on your Google Business profile.
Well, that's what
I'm
saying. If you like, you know.
Yeah.
All,
let me look.
Go down and see what I want to explain to you.
Yeah, I don't see the one like it says que tiene 10 reviews. No la veo.
Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be under cx-appliancerepair.farmersbrand.com.
Yeah, the website I do see the website. But the Google Business Profile, there's only one. That's the one that they want the reviews to be on. So when you qualify,
on that one, if you're going, Yeah, on that one, if you go down, a little bit more down, it's going to be another website attaching to the one you see it. And it, they do have 10 or 12 reviews already there, 5 stars. It's very important for me if you see that one. You, I mean, you can use that one because they it's a brand new website, and also it's going to be, what I'm saying, it's 5 stars. So I know Google's going to be very particular.
Yeah, so let me explain. I think we're not, I'm not understanding. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so déjame explicarle. When they're looking, right, when they're looking at the Google's requiring that you have at least five Google reviews on the Google Business profile page, right, they're not talking about the website. When I look, I go to your Google Business profile, you have 29 reviews, you're a 4.4, which is excellent, okay? Now, if I scroll down, I see your website, the TX-appliancerepairsvc.com. That's the website I see. Okay.
Yeah, but if you go a little bit down, it's another website. Same domain. They do have 12 or 10 reviews already there, 5 stars. So we can use that one.
Use that website or use that Google Business profile because I don't
Google
see
Business
it.
Profile. Okay,
no, no bail.
Hold on. Give me 1 second. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Because
I'm going to try to search for it another way, too. Ya, hasta estoy buscando. Ya, ¿sabes qué? Hasta estoy buscando. Hay otro serviceconnectappliancerepair.com. And when I click on it, it gives me no Google Business profile. There's reviews that are running across that website, but there's no Google Business profile attached to it. Who's managing the website and the Google Business profile?
The one I'm talking about is going to be 411 Local.
411 Local. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So I only see one Google Business profile for you.
Okay.
It's okay. Take your time. Take your time. No worries.
Google acting up really crazy sometimes.
We changed the number like you requested, 682-318-5800, from your friend Chris from the Ranking Geeks. That was weird. Mm-hmm. When I clicked on your Service Connect, appliancerepair.com, it gave that message.
Oh.
That was so weird.
Oh, weird. From Chris?
Yeah, from Chris at Geek something. So, what website do you typically use for the Connect Appliance Repair?
The one you see, the 4.4, that's the one I use all the time. But when I get 411 Local, they create that separately website, the TX. But the one you see, is if you go a little bit down, it's another TX, commercebrand.com, and that one, they do have a profile with him.
Why would they, so here's my question, why would they create you two different profiles?
You know, I don't know. That's the
that
thing.
Doesn't help you. That doesn't help you, because you know what happens?
Uh-huh.
Is Google will red flag it. If it's got the same phone number, the same business name, Google will red flag it because to them it's like, okay, now they throw it in suspension when they do that. They do that with a lot of business owners that I've talked to that use 411 Local.
Mm.
They always end up building them another Google Business profile. And you know why? this is a trick that they do, okay, that I have found. And it's not to badmouth them, but it's just so that you know how they do that, okay? Because they focus on local area only, like if you want to target 40 miles, they'll create you another Google Business profile in a different location to target that area. And that doesn't help you. That hurts you, right? But that's okay. Honestly, te digo, no hay la que tiene los 10 reviews. I don't see it anywhere. I have searched so many different ways by the phone number. The phone number that you're using for that one, it's the 682-318-5800 number, right? That's the one that you're using?
Yes.
Yeah. I even searched just by the phone number. I searched just by the phone number. So that way, because it would come up, nada. It doesn't come up like that. It keeps sending me back to the profile that has the 29 reviews.
Yeah, if that's the first one come up in hold on. Let me see what they do, exactly what they do, because I see that one a couple of days ago. Okay, TX appliance repair, right there on the bottom. So there's no reviews on the first one, okay? But if you're going down, so it's another website, serviceconnectappliancerepair.com. So go down, and it's going to be Yellow Page 2. That's the next one. And Manta 2, Service Connect Appliance Repair. And the TX is going to be on the bottom for the Manta Service Connect Appliance Repair. That's the one I'm talking about. Look, 5 stars and 10 reviews in there. With my phone number as well. They don't say Service Connect Appliance Repair. They put it on Reliable Microwave Repair.
That's how they wrote it? Pharmacy. Reliable Microwave Repair?
They put it on like that. Believe me.
Yeah. That's why they did it. Oh, my God. They're making a mess. Reliable. Tell me how they listed the company name for it. Reliable.
They put it on TX Appliance Repair SBC.com. And they put it on Reliable Microwave Repair and Farmers Branch.
Oh, my God. I don't know what they did. I don't know what they did because it's not even coming up for me. They made a mess.
If you read it,
So here's my question. Why do you want to use the one that has the 10 reviews because it's 5 stars instead of the one that has the 29 reviews?
Because the 29 reviews, they do have 2 very bad reviews in there, and I'm still working with those customers.
Uh-huh.
But that's the reason. I mean, the first one, like almost a year ago, that one is nothing. I mean, the customer is not even do appointment with me, and he put it on. I'm very upset with this company because I make appointment online. They never do it, and he's putting it on bad review. That's the first one. But the last two for the last month, those, I'm still working on those because it's not mine. But, you know, I'm working with the company that is going to be look up the way we can take it out. But I'm working on that.
Okay. Can you take a picture of it and text it to me? Because I'm not finding it. I promise you. So I've looked all the different ways that you've told me. Let me text you this. Let me send you a text real quick.
Oh, for the TX?
The one that you're seeing that you're talking about, because finding it, George.
Okay.
Yo no
okay.
lo hago. I've looked on so many. I've looked on 4 pages, and it's not there.
Hold on. When you put in service and appliance repair, you know, they come up with the 29 reviews, 4.4, okay? So go down, you know, look up the companies on the bottom for that list, and and it's going to be service and appliance repair next. And then you see the TX. TX appliance repair, CDS, something like that. So go to
I just found it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. So So listen, so I go, I found the one that you said after Manta. Click on the one after Manta, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the one you told
yeah.
me to click on. That says Reliable Microwave Repair in Farmer's Branch.
Yeah,
it takes me to the website. That's a website. That's not a Google business profile.
But do you see
that?
That
is a website. So now I'm going to scroll down to where it has the letter G, right? That's what you want me to check, the company profile, correct?
Yeah.
Click on the G. Okay. I'm clicking on the G, and it takes me to the one with the 29 reviews.
So how's that? I'm very confused right now because I see on the bottom, they do have 5 stars, 10 reviews in there.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I know you see it, but I'm not seeing it. I can ask the team to look, pero te estoy diciendo.
Sí, espérame.
Okay.
Voy a guiar bien para que miren los próximos. Aquí lo tengo en la mano ahorita. Tiene 10 reviews y tiene 10 reviews, 5 stars. Está antes de llegar a Home Advisor. También tiene un service que me da plata de Home Advisor. Abajo del que le estoy diciendo. Solo. So you see the Manta, right?
I see the Manta.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. Okay, Manta, the next one. When you see the Manta, they come up another website like TX. That's the one I'm talking about. So you see Manta, and then you can see TX again. TX Appliance Repair.
Mm-hmm.
SBC.com. And ahí tiene Reliable Microwave Appliance.
I know, that's the one I'm looking at. That is the one I'm looking at. And I promise you, when I click on it to see the Google business profile that's connected to that website, it takes me to the one that has the 29 reviews.
Okay, so, but si lo mira que tiene 5 stars, y tiene 10 reviews.
No, no, I promise you. No, it's taking me. What you're looking at, I know exactly what you're looking at. Okay? Tú sabes como dice ahí? I know, now I know what you're saying. Okay, when you're looking at the TX-appliancerepairsvc.com, it says underneath of it, Reliable Microwave Repairs in Farmers Branch, right? And then it says Expert Microwave Repair by Service Connect Appliance Repair. And then it says Reliable Service to get your microwave running smoothly. 5.0, 10 stars. That's not the Google business profile. That, you know what that is? Okay. That is reviews that they're posting on the website, not on the Google business profile. They took your reviews. Okay, and they only put 10 of them on there. Si vas donde dice on your website, if you go to where it says testimonials on the website, count them. There's going to be 10, right? 5 stars.
Yes.
So what they did is they put that on your website, you're a 5-star with 10 reviews. They weren't going to put all the reviews on there. That's what that is. No es el Google Business Profile.
Okay. So eso lo que hicieron ellos. Me mandaron un link. Yo le mando ese link a mis clientes, los últimos clientes que he tenido por los últimos 2 meses.
Mm-hmm.
Y en ese link va el review. Pero el review no me cae arriba, me cae acá abajo. De los nuevos reviews que estoy haciendo.
Right. So, I don't know why they would do that. I think because they didn't want, you know, your bad reviews to show. Voy a ser bien honesta contigo. As long as you've been in business, look at, we're 4.2. That's not bad that you're 4.4. You know what I mean? Our company is a 4.2. Someone who has no negative reviews makes people think like, well, why don't they have bad reviews? There's going to be one person that maybe wasn't even your fault that's going to leave a bad review. Don't let that discourage you. Okay? Disneyland has bad reviews. And they're the happiest place on earth.
I mean, yeah,
he's the happiest place on earth. Todos,
yeah, even
todos.
They do have like 11,000 reviews in there.
Yeah.
And it's 4.4.
Porque a veces ni tiene que ver la culpa de uno. A veces someone's just having a bad day, and you know what? You're now going to get the bad review because I'm having a bad day.
Yeah.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? So yeah. don't let that discourage you. I'm glad we clarified. Porque estoy diciendo no lo veo. So that's what they did.
Oh,
411
okay.
local. That 5.0 10 reviews is because they're reviews that they put on your website.
Yeah,
not the
yeah.
These are not the reviews that are directly from your Google business profile. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. Okay. Now that makes sense. Because I'm like, I'm not seeing a Google business profile, solo tienes uno, but now that makes sense. What you were seeing was, hey, I got 5 stars. I got a 5-star rating with 10 reviews. I want to use that one. But they're referring that to your website, not the business profile. So what they did, because you know on your website, we could put just your good reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
On Google, when Google wants the reviews to be 5 on your Google business profile, that's what they're talking about, not your website.
Yeah, I see.
Okay. Okay, I'm glad we, I'm like, no lo veo, George. I'm like, lost.
Well,
I'm like, okay. Hold on. FaceTime me. So yeah, so we can definitely, you have the qualifications for the Service Connect Appliance Repair for Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
So you have them all. Yeah.
Okay. Now, all I need is a couple of days. Two
okay.
working on the insurance and on under this company because the insurance is not in under Service Connect Appliance Repair. It's under at the Home Pro. But we can call my insurance company on Monday
uh-huh.
and I can take
okay.
care of that on Monday or Wednesday and then I can
okay.
do radio on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. So first thing, how much I need to do the application?
To do the application is 250.
Okay. So out of those 250, I have to wait 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks.
4 to 8 weeks. Yeah. And that's why, you know, the sooner we get it done, the better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think you'll have it by when?
By Thursday or Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday.
Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, yeah. Because I was going to say, I mean, we could get it set up and started, but when you're doing the application, you have to have that insurance.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We have to call the, this is the thing. When you have, look, Service to Make Appliance Repair, they work appliance, that's going to be more
uh-huh.
expensive for me. So that's why I put it on At Home Pro Dallas Kitchen. Because when you put it on my plan, it's gonna be 4 or 5 times
yeah.
more expensive than
yeah.
any different, you know.
And how come you're not doing the app one?
Well, because we're working on the Google profile.
Okay.
It's gonna be ready next week, I know that for sure, because the video is already down. So they waiting for the Google verification, and
right?
They may be ready by next Wednesday. If it's ready by next Wednesday, I mean that's gonna be more better for me because I mean I don't have to buy the insurance. I already have it.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. You know what, George? Here's the thing, because you're just waiting for the verification on the App Home Pro Dallas
yes.
Kitchen and Appliance, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So. We could start the application for this one because we're already working on the Google business profile, right?
No
es que le va a delay. So we could do it for this one without having to do the other one. And then you just get your 5 Google reviews. It's not that hard for you to get your reviews. You know what I mean? Once your profile is already verified. But at least you could be starting the process because we're already working on that listing. Do you
yeah.
see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y como ya tienes la seguranza, it's going to kind of save you money there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, we can do it for this one, for the App Home Pro. We're already okay. working on getting you verified and everything, right? Because I was looking through the notes.
Sí. Mira, hagamos una cosa. hagamos un appointment para el jueves. El jueves es mi día libre y yo me puedo encargar
okay.
de todo esto. Tengo bastantes cosas que hacer el jueves. Y
okay.
entonces ya voy a estar listo con todo lo que usted ocupa y a lo mejor ya tengo
okay.
hasta los 10, 15 reviews ahí listos, ¿ya?
Ok. Ok.
Deme de aquí al jueves. Como son 8 semanas las que tenemos que esperar para que nos aprueben o menos, así yo me preparo para tener
okay.
todo listo para el jueves.
Okay. All right. So then I'll follow up with you next Thursday.
Thank you, man. I appreciate for everything.
Okay. You're welcome, George.
Thank you for being here.
No worries.
You know what's wrong with that?
Okay.
I'm
aquí
very...
estamos. Yeah.
Gracias.
It's okay. No worries. All right, George.
Bueno.
Tenga un bonito
bye.
Fin de semana. Bye.
Igualmente, gracias. Bye-bye.